天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。
我亲爱的好朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，为您进行的节目是天路导向，下面的30分钟呢，将由真儿我陪伴您一起来度过。每一次在我要预备自己的心听约瑟夫牧师讲道的时候啊，我都好开心。为什么呢？因为我觉得呀，约瑟夫牧师他的讲道呢，不光光是信息丰富多彩，更特别的是他有非常精彩的故事等着和我们一起来分享。几乎在每一篇他的讲章里面都有许多许多美好的故事和比喻。其实我相信大家知道，这世界上有一位最伟大的教师，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。为什么说他是最伟大的教师呢？因为啊，他的教学既生动又活泼，既温柔又严厉，而且呢，他特别的会讲故事。我相信我的很多的弟兄姐妹都非常的熟悉耶稣基督，他在福音书里面常常用比喻来要带出他非常深刻的道理和信息。其实很多的时候，对于我们人来说啊，要明白一个非常深刻的道理确实不太容易。可是呢，一个伟大的教师，他就能够有办法深入但是浅出的能够把我们带到真理当中去。那么感谢神，约瑟夫牧师他就有这样的恩赐，他借着神的智慧呢，借着他的许许多多丰富的阅历和他生命当中的许多有趣的故事呢，就把我们带进到神的真理当中来。那么从今天开始呢，我们会来听他的新的一系列信息，叫做故事的精髓。哇，一听这个题目，我相信大家就和我一样的非常的兴奋。为什么呢？因为这一定离不开许多许多精彩美妙动人的故事。其实啊，这一系列的信息呢，是耶稣基督他在福音书里面所向我们做的许多的比喻。那么我们知道，主耶稣基督在世的日子呢，他就常常用比喻来教训门徒，来教训所有的会众，来教训他身周围的人。那么很多的时候呢，他又把比喻的解释呢，单单的解释给他的门徒听，因为他知道，如果是他把它全部解释出来的话呢，那很多的人就没有办法来接受。唯有这一小部分的人，明白真理的人，才可以接受他的比喻所带出的信息。那么在今天我们开始要听约瑟夫牧师讲解故事的精髓的第一讲的时候呢，我们就要求神将他智慧的灵赏赐给我们，使我们每个人都成为他的门徒，能够有机会了解明白进入神的真理当中。好的，真儿我呢会在空中的这一端为您祷告。我希望我们可以借着这些故事能够丰盛我们的生命，使我们生命也有机会成为他人生命的一个祝福。我们来听听看，今天约瑟夫牧师带给我们什么样的一个故事。
Welcome our listening friends to this new broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听我们新的系列的广播节目。
We are beginning a series of messages on the parables of Jesus.
我们要开始新一系列的信息，是关于耶稣所说的比喻。
Each story has a specific point that Jesus wanted to make.
每个故事都有一个耶稣想要阐明的精髓要点。
And today I'm going to begin with a parable that is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
今天我们要来看看马太福音第十三章的一个比喻。
And we call this series of messages the point of the story.
而我们会把这系列称为故事的精髓。
And this particular parable in Matthew 13 is a parable of the sower.
马太福音中的这个比喻是撒种的比喻。
In this particular parable, it will be easy for us to understand because Jesus not only telling us the parable, but he tells us its meaning.
这个比喻比较容易理解，因为耶稣不仅仅告诉我们比喻，也把意义解释给我们听了。
I want to challenge you to read ahead Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30.
我想请你先来读一读马太福音13章24到30节。
Because I'm going to challenge you to do some rethinking.
我想你重新思想这一段的经文。
Because you will hear some things you might never have heard before.
因为你会听到一些也许你从来没听过的信息。
So I want you to be prepared.
盼望你能预备好你的心。
The Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest preacher that has ever lived,
主耶稣基督有史以来最伟大的传道者
taught by telling stories or riddles or illustrations,
却通过讲故事、说比喻、打比方来教导人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because what stories do is help to bring the theory into practice.
因为故事能把理论变为实践。
A story helps to bring abstract ideas into real life.
故事可以把抽象的理论带入实际的生活。
A story helps to illustrate a distant thought and make it practical.
故事也可以形塑遥远的思想，使它成为现实。
And that is why Jesus taught with a story.
这就是为什么耶稣要用故事来教导的原因。
Most of you who have been listening to me know that I seldom preach a message without telling you some sort of illustration or a story in order that you might remember it.
如果你收听过我的节目，大部分人就会知道，为了让大家可以记住信息，我几乎从来不忘讲故事。
In Matthew 13, Jesus tells two groups of parables.
在马太福音十三章里，耶稣讲了两组比喻。
The first group of parables he tells to the large crowd.
第一组是讲给一大群人听的。
And then he reserves its explanation for the disciples.
但是他只有向门徒们解释。
The second group of parables he only tells to the disciples alone.
第二组是讲给门徒听的。
Because there are some things that only the disciples of Jesus Christ must know and must understand.
因为有些事只能给门徒们知道。
Now this is the parable that Jesus tells to the crowd, but he reserves the explanation of it to the disciples.
耶稣把比喻说给人群听，但却把解释留给了门徒。
This parable is often referred to as the parable of the sower.
这比喻通常被称为撒种的比喻。
But I want to refer to it as the parable of the soil.
但我却想把它称为麦田的比喻。
Let's look at the story.
让我们一起来看看这个故事。
A farmer who owns a piece of land.
有个农夫拥有一片田地。
Cultivates it and prepares the land for planting.
他在上面耕种。
He plows it so that the seed can go into the soil.
他耕田是为了使麦子能翻进土里去。
The next day he gets up early in the morning and all day long he sows wheat.
第二天他很早就起来了，整天都在播撒麦种。
This was not a machine going around tilling hundreds of acres in one day and automatically sowing seeds.
这一点都不像机器撒种，一天就可以播种百亩田地。
This was all done on foot.
而是全靠双脚踩出来的。
He keeps walking back and forth with the seed in a pouch and spreads the seed back and forth all day long.
他一边撒种，一边来来回回地踩跺田地，从早到晚走个不停。
At the end of the day, he is totally exhausted, so he sleeps well at night.
一天下来，他疲惫不堪，晚上自然十分好睡。
But then at night, while the farmer and his workmen are resting,
然而正当农夫和他的工人晚上休息的时候，
his enemy, who hates him so much, comes in and plants seed that looks very much like wheat.
他的仇人偷偷溜到田里，撒入了一些很像麦子的稗子。
The seed looks exactly like wheat.
这稗子看起来和麦子一模一样。
So if the farmer wakes up in the morning and starts looking around, even though the weed is there, he will not know it.
所以当农夫早晨醒来四处查看时，无法分辨。
Several weeks later, as the wheat begins to green up, the hired hands discover what to them is a terrible disaster.
几周以后，麦田开始抽绿发芽。雇工们才发现呈现在他们面前的混乱。
Their first reaction is to go down to the field and start digging up the weed.
他们的第一个反应是拔出所有的稗子。
But the experience an all-wise landowner says,
但经验丰富、蛮有智慧的农场主却说，
No, let it alone.
不要把它，让它长吧。
Because in the harvest time, it is going to be easier to separate the two.
因为收割的时候更容易辨认。
He tells them that if you start pulling out the weeds too early, you may unintentionally pull out some of the wheat.
他告诉他们，如果过早拔除稗子，有可能会误拔许多麦子。
I want you to focus with me here on five things in this particular story.
在这个故事里，我想请你注意五件事。
Number one, the field.
第一，田地。
Secondly, the two sowers.
第二，两个撒种人。
Thirdly, the two crops.
第三，两种农作物。
Fourthly, the two questions.
第四，两个问题。
And fifthly, the two harvests.
第五，两种收成。
First, let's focus on the field.
第一，让我们先来看看这块田地。
There are so many writers and commentators who thought that the field is the church.
有许多作家和解经家认为这田地是指教会。
They argue that the church is not supposed to be holy and righteous and pure.
他们认为教会原本就不该是完全圣洁公义的地方。
They argue that the church ought to be a mixture of everybody, believers and non-believers.
他们认为教会就应当鱼目混杂，什么人都要有的。
Because the visible church, they say, is not the bride of Christ.
因为他们说有形的教会并不是基督的心腹。
This is terribly erroneous.
这真是大错特错了。
Not because I'm saying it is erroneous.
不是因为我说他错了。
But because Jesus in verse 38 of Matthew 13 said so.
那是因为耶稣早在马太福音13章38节中就说过了。
Let's read it.
让我们一起来读。田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，稗子就是那恶者之子。
The field therefore is the world. Jesus did not say it's the church.
耶稣并没说田地代表教会，乃是指这个世界。
To be sure, in the Church of Jesus Christ, there are many Christians who are Christians in name only.
当然，在基督耶稣的教会中，其实有一些挂名的基督徒。
In the Church of Jesus Christ, there are many who believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, but not their own Savior.
在基督耶稣的教会中，有些人相信耶稣是世界的救主，并不是他们自己的救主。
In the Church of Jesus Christ, there are many who claim to be Christians, but they only are look-alike Christians.
在基督耶稣的教会中，有些人自称是基督徒，但是只不过外表看来像基督徒。
But that is not the point of the parable here.
不过这并不是这个比喻的重点。
The field is bigger than the church.
田地大过教会。
God owns the whole world.
神拥有整个世界。
And this is the message that Jesus is communicating here.
这才是耶稣想要传达的信息。
The first point of the story is that his father owns the world.
因此故事的第一精髓就是天父统管万有。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
地和其上的一切都是属于主的。
The devil has no right to this world whatsoever.
魔鬼在这个世上没有任何权柄。
Satan tried and continues to try to usurp that right, but the devil has no rights.
撒旦穷凶极恶，拼命要夺权，但最终仍然毫无权柄。
He misleads many people into thinking that he does, but he doesn't.
他误导许多人认为他拥有权柄，然而他没有。
But in fact, the Bible says that the devil is the god of this world only as far as those who are under his dominion are concerned.
实际上，圣经中提到撒旦是这世界的王，乃是指着那些服在他权柄下的人说的。
But this is God's world.
但这是上帝的世界。
He made it.
他创造。
He put it together.
他统管。
He owns it all.
他拥有世界。
And one day he will demonstrate his ultimate power and authority.
有一天他会彰显他无比的能力和权柄。
One day he will demonstrate his ultimate ownership of this world when he comes back.
有一天当他再回来的时候，他就会彰显自己对这个世界的所有权。
Secondly, Jesus tells us about the two sowers.
第二，耶稣告诉了我们两个撒种人。
He distinguishes between the two so clearly that there is no doubt in anyone's mind.
他清楚地区分两者，使人毫无混淆。
They are distinct in every way.
这两者完全不同。
They are different in character.
他们性情不同。
They are different in purpose.
他们目的不同。
They are different in nature.
他们本性不同。
Jesus is the first sower.
耶稣是第一个撒种人。
Jesus is the owner of the field.
他是田地的主人。
This is his farm. He owns it.
这是他的农场，他拥有这块田地。
He plants in the daylight without fear and hesitation.
他在白天耕种，毫不迟疑惧怕。
He plants in truth and he plants in honesty.
他顺着真理撒种，用诚实来耕种。
He plants in hard work.
他辛勤地劳作。
Jesus plants good, real, and precious seed that has value.
播种真正好的、珍贵的种子。
Satan is the second sower.
而撒旦是第二个撒种人。
He doesn't own the land.
田地不是他的。
He is a usurper.
他是篡夺者。
The land belongs to someone else.
田地是别人的。
Satan is the enemy of the landowner.
撒旦是这主人的敌人。
So he sneaks in at night.
所以他要在夜晚偷偷地溜进田地。
When people are resting,
当人们在睡觉的时候，
he sows cheap, worthless, look-alike imitation wheat seed that has no value whatsoever.
他播撒无用混杂的种子，想要鱼目混珠。
Have you ever stopped for a moment to think about how this parable is working out in our world today?
你曾否停下来想过这个比喻和我们今天这个世界有什么关联呢？
And how Satan the usurper has been misleading even among some of God's elect in confusing the two sowers?
撒旦这个篡夺者又是怎么样误导神的子民，分辨不清这两个撒种的人呢？
I want to give you a modern day contrast between the two sowers in our own world.
我想用现今这个时代来列出两者之间鲜明的对比。
The vast majority who are undiscerning never comprehend the difference.
而大部分人都无法了解这区别是什么。
While Christ sowed genuine love,
当基督播撒真爱的种子时，
Satan comes in and he sows cheap sentimentality on the same field.
撒旦在同一块田里 播撒廉价的同情。
While Christ sows the true compassion,
当基督播撒真正爱心的时候，
Satan comes in and he sows empty good work.
撒旦却进来撒下虚荣的善行。
Many among the people of God cannot distinguish between the two.
许多神的儿女都不能分辨这两者的不同。
While Christ sows profound faith in God and trust in His Father and His supernatural power,
当耶稣播撒对天父的完全信靠以及对他大能的无比信心时，
Satan comes in and he sows the seed of faith in oneself and belief only in the power of self.
撒旦却进来播撒个人的自信。
While Christ sows the personal purity and righteous living,
当耶稣播撒个人圣洁公义的生活时，
Satan comes in and he sows the seed of selfishness and greed.
撒旦却进来播撒自私贪婪的种子。
While Christ sows the seed of biblical and theological truth,
当耶稣播撒圣经真理的种子时，
Satan comes in and he sows the seed of secular and pragmatic logic.
撒旦却进来播撒世俗实用逻辑。
The two sowers could not be more different to the discerning person.
对明白事理的人来说，这二者的分别是再清楚不过了。
Thirdly,
第三，
there are two distinct crops or products.
两种不同的作物。
The Son of God sows wheat in the fields.
人子把麦子撒进田里。
But his enemy comes in and he sows look-alike wheat, but it is weed.
但他的敌人却把看起来像麦子的败子撒进田里。
This is an incredibly diabolical trick.
这真是恶毒到极点的诡计。
Satan does not sow wickedness among the wicked.
撒旦不是把坏种子撒入坏人群里。
No,
不是的。
That would not do much damage.
因为那样做破坏性不大。
But he sows wickedness among the good.
他乃是把坏种子撒入好种子里。
Satan's actions are motivated by malice and hatred toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦这样做乃是出于他对基督耶稣的深仇大恨。
Think about it.
想想看。
Weed does not have a marketable value like wheat.
麦子不如麦子一样珍贵。
The wheat does have value.
麦子能卖好价钱。
And yet, this particular type of weed looks so much like wheat that even experts have a hard time distinguishing the two plants when they are growing together in the field.
然而这麦子看起来实在太像麦子，就连专家都要花点功夫才能分辨这同长在一片田里的两种作物。
It really is very difficult to tell the difference.
实在很难分辨真伪。
But Satan does not only sow his false seed out of pure malice.
而且撒旦这么做不仅仅是出于单纯的恶毒。
He also sows his false seed as a form of revenge.
那是他的一种报复行为。
Let me give you some historical background on this.
让我来给你一点历史背景和知识。
It was common back then that when two farmers had a fight, that the enemy would not necessarily kill each other.
在古代，如果两个农夫打架了，他们不一定要杀害对方了。
The enemy would wait until nighttime.
乃是等到夜深人静的时候。
The enemy might even wait longer until the planting season.
这敌人很可能一直等到播种的季节。
Then waiting for the very day when the farmer puts his seed in the ground.
等到对方把种子撒下的时候。
The enemy would come at night and plants weed seeds to ruin his enemy's crop.
他就会偷偷撒下败子去破坏对方的农田。
That was an insidious crime back then.
在过去，这是一种恶劣的罪行。
So much so that the Roman government had a specific law against such a crime.
恶劣的罗马政府颁布一条法律去禁止他。
They even instituted a special punishment for that.
他们甚至专门为之发明了一种处罚。
It is such an insidious crime because it ruins the whole year of livelihood for the farmer.
它之所以恶劣，是因为这恶行会破坏农夫一整年的辛劳。
It is such an insidious crime because it takes so long to discover.
它之所以恶劣，是因为这恶行需要很长的时间才能发现。
This particular crime is being perpetuated in many parts of the world even today.
即便是今天，这罪行也还是不断上演着。
And I want to tell you a lot more about this.
我还有许多想要告诉你的。
But the time has run out.
但今天的时间却要到了。
Please tune in next time when we talk more about the wheat and the weeds.
请你下次继续收听麦子和稗子的故事。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，再会。
是的，我亲爱的好朋友，您刚刚收听的呢是天路导向的新一系列信息，叫做故事的精髓。我是林真儿。刚刚约瑟夫牧师给我们讲了耶稣基督他所说的第一个比喻，就是撒种的比喻，麦子和稗子的比喻。那我相信啊，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹还有我的好朋友，你们一定对你的生命开始有一个反思，到底我们是麦子还是稗子呢？我真的好盼望通过今天的这个信息，我们都可以变成麦子，而且这粒麦子是可以结实百倍的。那当然了，真儿也盼望你可以写信来告诉真儿啊，您听了这些信息以后您的感受，或者是这些信息对您的生命有没有什么帮助，你都可以写信到天路导向给林真儿收就可以了。我的林是双木林，真是真理的真，儿是孩儿的儿。我盼望您可以写信来索取真儿为您预备的这份小礼物，叫做找寻渴求已久的喜乐， Finding the joy you've always wanted。 这是约瑟夫牧师他所写的一本中英对照的小书。我相信如果您现在生命当中正是处于忧愁痛苦黑暗，看起来没有盼望的时候呢，那这本小册子就是为您预备的。你如果一直想找寻你生命当中的那份喜乐的话，那这本小册子也许会带给您一些盼望。那你只要写信给我，我也会很快啊将书寄给你，也会针对您所和我分享的一些东西做一些回应，好吗？那真儿盼着接到你的来信哦。不要忘了，天路导向林真儿每个周末等着您。愿神赐福给您和您的全家人，我们下次再会喽，拜拜。